Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, are you good at knowing stuff? Well, everyone's an expert in something. Don't believe me? Well, you should, because I won $9 playing movie trivia. FleetWit is a trivia app where it pays to know movies. I mean, it actually pays. Challenge players in one-on-one trivia battles in over 250 different categories. Whether you're a sports fan or a Disney nut, there's something for everyone on FleetWit. Try it now. Enter code Doug at checkout for 20 free credits. Download FleetWit from the App Store or go to FleetWit.com/Doug to start winning today.
Blast off from the Spacement in Los Angeles, California. We have, not only do we have a couple of Canadians to round off our Canada Made Weed Legal Marathon, they are also married Canadians.
Aww. Can you believe it?
It's Matt.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
We did it.
Julia Lankowitz and Matt O'Brien.
Yeah.
Lankowitz.
I like how you paused on my name and not hers.
Matt,
you
railed her name. Am I getting that? But yeah, you just worked so hard on Lankowitz, then O'Brien's, you know.
You did great.
A sad afterthought. But Julia Lankowitz, what is your Twitter name? Because you're not imposing that upon people, that last name.
No,
right?
it's at Julia Comedy.
There you go.
Easy stuff.
Very clever, no. Yes.
Right.
No other Julia is doing comedy.
No, I'm the only Julia doing comedy. Yep.
That's a great way to, you got to define yourself and make it happen.
Right.
Make yourself the Julia. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
what a day.
What a big day.
I've never, met a couple through social media before.
Really?
You're my first couple.
Yeah, I've never, I don't think
so. What do you mean meet
a
couple through?
There's so much pressure.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was all kind of came together through Twitter. Mm-hmm. You guys pointed out that you're a Canadian when I said we need some Canadians for our Canada show.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you reaching out.
Yeah, I was very hungover when I sent you that. It was the first thing I did in the morning. Somebody tagged us in it.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want to do this? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Doug? Hello?
Yeah. Can we?
I know we've never met before, but can I do your show?
Yeah, well, people write to me that all the time.
I imagine,
but this was, motivated by, I asked for it.
Yeah.
So I can't complain that it happened.
You asked for this, buddy.
I said, we need some Canadians,
Yeah.
We weren't sure if the Trailer Park Boys were going to come through.
We need to follow the Trailer Park Boys, too.
Tommy Chong was in and out and in. We don't know what's going on with him. Yeah, he still might show up.
He's just behind us right now.
They say if you see one Tommy Chong, there's seven more on the walls. There's a bunch here.
But we did get a soft pledge from Seth Rogen, even though he can't be here today. He's saying that he would be willing to do it sometime in the future.
So.
That's nice. A soft pledge.
Soft pledge. Yeah. I can't wait till I'm famous enough to soft pledge.
Are we hard pledging right now?
Well, that's what you guys pledged so hard.
We're too hard.
I could have made
you go through like a. What do they call it when pledges in college?
Yeah.
I could have done some hazing.
Hazing, initiation rituals.
Like cutting our hands in blood and
oh my
shaking
God, I can't
it.
Believe I didn't get some blood out of you guys before.
We should have come. We've been bleeding all over the green room. There's some blood in there.
Yeah.
We always leave blood everywhere we go.
I just whipped out my tampon. We
worked it out. We made it happen. You guys are here. You're still married because that would have been embarrassing.
Yeah. Imagine we break up today.
Well, I'd love it if you broke up on the show because
that
would be pretty exciting for this, capping off what's been a really fun a fun event for me. It's just flown by.
Yeah. We were watching earlier.
Oh, wait, I should remind you to smoke. Earlier today, I was reminded by a producer of the show to not forget to smoke. So I'm going to do that as well.
Are these all the same?
It's a sativa. It's called Northern Haze. It's been put into most of
these items. This one looks a little more complicated. Do I pull this out or I just do it?
You just do it. There's a hole for the carb, but yeah, you don't have to do anything else too fancy.
Listen, I'm not a big pot smoker, so what am I doing here?
We appreciate you smoking at all for the sake of the show. But yeah, just put that over that and that and that. You can have your husband show you.
No, I don't need a man to show me how to smoke marijuana.
Wait, but you asked me.
I know. I'm sorry.
How do I change this tire? Well, all you got to do is, hey, you don't have to mansplain it. Just fucking tell me with straight
talk. This is every day, Doug.
I don't smoke from these little num-nums these days.
Yeah. Num-nums?
You get some pre-rolls?
I take hoots from little vape pens, or a small little edible or something.
Or I don't know how to roll, so I have one of those little hammocks that you put. I get my little hammock out.
Okay.
Just a little hammock.
Yeah. We're both new to, I didn't start smoking weed until I was late 20s, 28, 29, so. We still call it hoots. I think
call
that's
hoots.
A dead giveaway.
Yeah, I thought a hoot was the act of taking a hit.
That's a hoot. But I feel like people don't say a hoot if they've been smoking it for a while.
No, but I loved it as soon as I heard it. I thought I knew what it meant.
Right.
It's not a Canadian term, is it? Is that,
that's
not. I don't think I've heard it.
No, she's taking
there's certain
hoot.
Canadian things I say down here that I just don't know. People are like, what? What was the one? Pylon.
Oh, yeah, you call it traffic cones here.
Traffic cone.
Right, you call it a pylon.
It's a friggin' pylon.
It's a pylon.
No, here are pylons when there's somebody at the bottom and everyone else
pylon.
Jumps
pylon.
On top. Yeah, that's a pylon.
Country's
yeah. fucked. I smoke.
If somebody said to me, hey, could you help move that pylon? I'd be, move it, I'm gonna jump on top.
You're gonna pylon that pylon.
That's great. You're married and you have similar weed smoking habits, which is that you just kind of do it occasionally.
Like,
do you do it before you go to the movies or before you watch a movie at home?
Yeah, at home.
We're big, smoke weed at the end of the day and then watch the Great British Bake Off people. We've been watching that heavily.
A lot
My
of great,
God.
Paul Hollywood, I'm
How much
sexually
great
attracted
British
to
British Bake Off is there?
A lot.
It's like an ongoing series.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can go back and watch all the old ones, but it's still going.
Yeah. There's we've honestly watched 3 or 4 seasons so far.
Oh, yeah, we've plowed through it. Have you seen it?
And they're an hour each.
I have not.
It's a lot.
Probably the reason I haven't seen it is because I really, if I put on the Food Channel, is it on Food Channel?
No, it's on PBS.
It's on PBS, okay.
If I put it on PBS, I'm just going to be stuck there watching PBS all day long.
Yeah. Right.
Even
which
if
is why you do it
for
at
a
night.
Few seconds. Yeah. Is what I was going to say about the Food Channel. Mm-hmm. It's not really true about PBS. I could probably walk away.
You can binge PBS so easy, man.
I could walk away. Coronation Street?
Yeah.
No.
And you heard Big Bird retired.
He's done.
Yeah, there'll be somebody else in the costume doing it, but...
Oh, they're not retiring the puppet? Is he a puppet? Because there's a person in it?
Big Bird will still exist.
I don't think that counts as a puppet, though.
It's a Muppet.
It's a man puppet.
It's a man puppet, so it's a Muppet.
It's a full body puppet. Yeah.
Is that what Muppet stands for? Man puppet?
Puppet?
Uh-huh. Why isn't there a Whuppet? Why isn't there a woman?
Oh, that's true.
Puppet?
Whuppets?
I'm leaving.
That's too close to Whippet.
Yeah. I'd have to say maybe Janice from the band is my favorite Whuppet.
Oh, yeah. She's a Whuppet.
Sorry, I'm really getting into this Whuppet topic.
I feel like I keep taking
small
moves.
It's really doing it for me. Look at this. It's a pimp.
Oh, they said it's a pimp.
It's a pimp.
We call that the Lebowski, and it gets knocked over frequently.
Nice.
And
yeah.
Right. How long have you lived here?
It'll be 2 years in January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when we first moved here, we went looking for the Lebowski. Bowling alley, because we're
Well,
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And apparently they tore it down.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Because the magic of Hollywood wasn't lost on us when we first moved here. We're like, let's go see Hollywood things, and now we've been here.
Now we live in Hollywood, and it's just
right near the Walk of Fame.
It was a real bowling alley that had that kind of design on one of the walls inside, but the outside was art directed by the movie, like those stars on the wall.
Right.
Were just put there for the movie. So it was really just kind of a really boring looking bowling alley.
Yeah, it probably would have been depressing, I imagine, to actually go see. Yeah. But it's fun to go to things.
I like a good bowling alley.
All right, well, let me think of something you can go to while you're here.
What were we looking for the other day?
We were thinking about going to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's not a Hollywood thing.
There's a real
nice pumpkin patch around here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Beauty.
I thought you were there's this famous pumpkin patch I was supposed to know about.
No,
but
this
apparently,
is just
right. Apparently, Elon Musk was at this pumpkin patch the other day.
That's what they say. That's how you know it's a good one. Yeah.
Did he bring his flamethrower and ruin everybody's day?
He's just exploding pumpkins all over. Oh, man.
He can do whatever he wants. He can walk into my house and punch me in the face. Also, I love that rocket launch happened the other day. I love that there's just one guy in town that we're just like, oh, that's Elon. Like that rocket launch happened, like, Elon.
Crazy Elon.
That fucking rocket.
Rocketing
Get
launches.
Get out of here.
Launching rockets, there we go.
That rocket launch is wild.
That's what people Bubble suits off his rocket. To do a callback from the previous episode.
I laughed, but I didn't understand the reference.
Yeah.
You guys were on board. You're like, Bubbles, that sounds fun.
Knees.
Michael Jackson's chimp, that's what you thought I was talking about.
Well, that's right. Is he still alive, Bubbles?
No. They only live 7 minutes.
Chimps live seven minutes. You really got to get a lot in those 7 minutes.
You got to really. You
that's
shoot,
a lot of sign language.
You got to shoot
them
out. You got
to
film every scene you need them for, send them on their way. That's why Lancelot Link, the action in that is so repetitive.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get the monkeys for more than 7 minutes.
There's just a pile of dead chimps outside the studio.
No. No.
God, it's been 7 minutes already.
Now I'm sad.
7 minute chimp.
In your adventures in dabbling, you guys, have you ever smoked with anybody famous?
Huh.
Anybody you can
rat
out?
Yeah, Scott Thompson.
He's a good one. He's been on this show.
I love Scott Thompson. Yeah. He's a dear friend.
I believe he's the only kid in the hall that I've smoked with.
Yeah.
I think that's us too. You? That's a good one.
That's number two.
Oh, okay. That's a fun answer. I like that answer.
I don't know.
Oh, remember at SF Sketchfest? Was it Michael McDonald from Mad TV?
Oh, yeah. He's been on this show too.
Yeah. He was very nice.
That's I feel like cool. I've just been like around famous people while smoking.
Right, you didn't get right up in
their
face.
Yeah, but it wasn't like them and I.
You didn't,
just the two
you didn't
of us.
Shotgun a hit with each
no.
other?
No.
When we first moved here, we lived in Santa Monica a little bit, and I saw Robert Redford walking his dog. That's
kind of like smoking.
You
a
know
joint
what? I wish that had just been your initial answer because that's a great story.
Yeah, he had like an orange neck. It was really weird. I got in there.
Just the neck.
just the neck was orange. Yeah, and it was really weird.
Because he doesn't sunscreen his neck.
And that was my first big celebrity I saw when I moved here. So I was like staring at him way too long.
Yeah,
he could feel it. Like he did this thing where he kind of like away from me. And I was like, I'm staring at Robert Redford too long.
He liked it.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't get as many looks anymore, you know?
People are looking.
People are looking at his neck.
I'm looking at necks. I'm always looking at necks.
Now I'm looking at your neck. I can't stop. Too many necks.
Who's got the best neck?
Please don't stare at my neck, everybody. I'm very self-conscious about my neck.
Just my neck.
I'd like to do a little segment we do on the show called Marijuana Know Something.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do wanna.
Are you guys good at like problem solving together? Are you a good team in that way? Or are you just both? Want to do your own thing?
We can try together.
Let's do one team and then one solo.
Oh, we're all just going to try to figure it out together.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Let's
just
all try
too much pressure.
See, yeah, don't worry about it. It's
what
not
smoking on
there's no you know, it's not like we'll cut you off if you get the question wrong.
These
are tough questions.
Let's hear it.
This is kind of the premise here. But they are Canada questions.
Perfect. That's where we're from.
Special for today.
Oh, this one's a lot more.
The day where weed's legal.
I don't know about that one.
It's a little strange to deal with.
Too wiggly.
But I enjoy it on occasion. There's that other one, that other little one down there, that dark one. That seems like it's fully loaded.
This one's neat.
Ready to go.
Oh, wow. Did I
yeah, like, yeah,
I
you,
like
got
you
can do
it.
You could just keep going after that one.
More. Yeah. See this one? I feel like
I'll
it's getting all bunged up.
Yeah, that happens.
That's okay.
You know, that's when they pass it to me and I do my magic.
You hoof on it real hard?
I hoof it. I go to hoot it, but then I end up hoofing it.
Hoof is like a large hoot. You got to suck real hard.
Hoof sounds like a Canadian thing.
You're right.
It's real packed
This needs a hoof.
I think I fucked it up because I was taking, the poles were too small because I was a scared baby. Mm-hmm. And then I impacted it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this a gavel?
Yeah. Oh, I bet you can smoke out
and
of it.
And it's a pipe, yeah. It's both.
100% not how you do that.
Don't look at me.
Oh, that one's too scary. This is too scary.
I just
hoofed the shit out of it.
You hoofed it so hard?
Yeah, I hoofed it so hard. So it'll hit now if you want to try that one.
All right,
or you can move on to a different one if you choose.
Yeah. I feel like.
Or, whatever you want to do.
I just eat
I'm not,
all this.
You know, yeah, just eat it right out of the jar.
Cool.
Save a little bit for me. I always like to take some home with me. Yeah. I'm enjoying this Northern Haze. Mm. It's pretty nice.
I haven't figured out which flavor I like. We just buy it, whatever's cheapest.
I don't even think I've ever bought weed in my entire life. It's always someone else that's bought it. And I'm like, can I have a bit? And I'll give you $5.
I bet you guys are a real big hit with the comments section right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to be rude?
I've never bought it. I just
things
moved.
Hardcore weed smokers love to hear.
No, I still pay for it.
I never pay for it.
No, I didn't say I didn't pay for it. I pay for it. I just never bought it. Like, because back in the day, I was scared.
You give people money when you take...
Yeah, they'll get the weed and I'll give them money.
I buy it and we're married, so it's like you're buying it.
Exactly.
Look how I dug you out of that
money.
Hole.
Good job. Look how you dug it.
Wait, what was the statement you made right before she said that, though? What did you say?
What did I say? Yeah. What were we talking about?
You said something that...
We were talking about hoots and hoofs.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was the last bit.
Aren't we playing a game?
We're getting a question game. Is this the question game?
Canadians eat more of this food than any other nation in the world.
Poutine.
I would say poutine. No, wait, but no, food? Potatoes? No.
Wait, poutine isn't food?
Well, I mean, it's a gathering of foods.
It's an ensemble.
But what else
quartet.
Would you call it?
It's a trio.
It's french fries. I mean,
it still falls under the category of food.
Yeah.
Because you are you eat looking it, right?
For like a single food?
Like a single food?
Well, I only have, I don't know the answer myself, and I only have the card in front of me to go from, but it says Canadians eat more of this food than any other nation in the world.
I don't know.
A dish.
Well, it's not, and the poutine's a dish.
We got this just in, it's a dish.
But where else in the world, they don't even have poutine down here, really, which blows my mind.
No.
Because America's
such a... You guys have disco fries.
Yeah, that's stupid, that's a waste of time.
It's a dumb... version.
Yeah.
I don't like it. You need the cheese curds. You need that squeak.
You need those squeaky curds.
We got this. Yeah, we'll...
So, is that the answer?
So who's going to tell us the answer?
I got it on the next card. I just haven't looked at it. And I'm just trying to weigh in with the... if there's anything else other than poutine that would make any sense. It seems more Canadian food-wise than anything else.
Maple syrup. Does that count as food? That's more of a condiment, isn't it?
That's not a dish, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you could pour it on a dish and just lick it.
You can't, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not.
Maple syrup's not a dish.
They drink a lot of maple syrup.
They drink a lot of Slurpees in Winnipeg, I'll tell you that much. They're the Slurpee capital of, I think, North America.
Because there's nothing to do in Winnipeg. Except
they're also the murder
drink
capital.
Drink Slurpees and murder people.
Yeah. So I haven't been to Winnipeg yet.
No. To Winnipeg.
Thank you, Winnipeg.
Here we go.
Okay.
Winnipeg, more like Lose-a-peg.
Here goes the answer. Here comes the answer. And apologies
our
friends in Winnipeg.
This is...
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Right. Very good.
That makes sense.
Wow. Why is Canada so into it?
I don't know. It's called Kraft Dinner, KD. And it's dinner. It's just like one of those shitty like mac and cheese boxes.
It's freaking
with the neon
delicious.
Powder.
Very
it's good.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
Kraft Dinner with ground beef or Kraft Dinner with hot dogs?
Just chuck a few doggy doos
Chuck some doggy doos in there.
Have a hoot. Chuck some doggy doos.
All right.
Hoof it back.
Hoof it hard.
That's the answer, and we'll be back with more, two more.
Uh-oh.
It's not a two more. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, have you been having some problems getting your mojo going? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I know lots of men who've had problems with the motion of their ocean. Sexual performance issues are more common than you think, but thanks to science, ED can be optional with 4hims.com. 4hims is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. They connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED, and you can get it without leaving your home. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, and then the products are shipped directly to your door. Just answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for confidential review. Try Hims for a month today and get started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full deets. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/DougED. That's forhims.com/DougED. 4hims.com/DougED.
Make sure you go to whatever I was telling you to do, no matter what it was. Thank you for joining us. It's Canada Made Legal, Weed Legal Day. Yay. We're celebrating here in the Spacement with Alicia's gonna do some pot topics in a second.
That sounded like it was right in my ear.
I'm so sorry about that.
Tommy Chong? No.
Yeah. But yeah, we're here with Julia and Matt, who are married and Canadian. Two firsts on this show, I think.
Yeah. She's patting my microphone.
Never heard a married couple, and we've only had a half Canadian couple, I think, when Cheech and Chong came by.
Oh, that's right.
But yes, Alicia's going to tell us some. She's been doing the news all day and doing a great job, but there's still more to talk about. But I got a couple more Canada questions for this game we play, Marijuana Know Something.
For everything.
So we'll all try to, Alicia will try to help us figure this out. Mm. You guys should just know this, though, I would think.
I hope so.
This might be a trick question.
Oh, God.
What is Canada's national sport?
Oh, lacrosse.
It's that easy, right?
Yeah.
Right? Everyone thinks hockey.
Yeah, you think it would be hockey. Think.
Right, but we knew we'd have all Canadians on today. Mm-hmm. If you're Canadian, you
I would have said
answer.
Hockey.
Yeah, see, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the trick of that question? That's the whole trick?
Yeah, the trick is it's too obvious, I guess.
Too obvious.
So you got to go with the not
like our
obvious.
National bird, if
okay.
That's the next one.
It's too obvious. Right.
The national bird is not what the national bird is, though.
No. See?
It's not. Whoa. It isn't what it is?
Well, there's a lot of stuff happening up there in Canada.
Yeah, they just switched it, too.
They changed it?
Yeah.
To
like
what it should
ago.
Be or what it shouldn't be?
What it should not be.
What it should not be. I don't know. I don't know who decides these
Let's
things.
Let's just say it's everyone thinks it's a Canadian goose.
Right.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's a goose.
But it's actually the
gray jay. It's a dumb little gray bird.
Not even the blue jay after the team, but it's
the
gray jay. I don't think I've ever seen one in my entire life.
The gray jay is the new thing?
That's
yeah,
the national
bird. I
just
tell
bird.
People it's a goose, though.
Goose is better.
Because I have a fun goose bit.
When you're telling these people this, are you talking to some incredibly interesting people? Why is this coming up? Why is the national bird?
It was news. It literally made the news.
I see you bring it up because it's like a hot news topic.
Yeah,
I'm
not just yelling it around the Grove.
Yeah.
Larry.
Was there a vote to change it?
That's
or did they just do
know.
It?
I feel
there
like
was,
they just
I didn't
did it.
Vote. I should have.
Yeah.
I think you'd remember that.
Yeah.
I only vote for boring things. I never get to vote for
fun birds.
You know, you get to vote for who's your favorite bird. But you guys have a good bird. You guys have the old bald eagle.
The old bald.
That's
the
our
old,
nation's bird, right?
Yeah, the oldest so. One. Once it dies, you have no national bird.
California gets an eagle too, right?
Yeah. Did someone just fart?
No, that was my mug on the thing. I'll let you know when I fart.
I think it would be cool if each president could maybe just pick
their own
the
bird. Oh, that's a fun thing. We should talk to Congress.
What big disgusting bird would we have right now? What's the grossest bird for that?
Like an ostrich?
You think Trump would be an ostrich?
I'm sorry, we're fucking up the game.
No, it's not an exciting ending because the answer is lacrosse.
It is? Oh, okay, no. Yeah. That's what we thought.
Yeah, but now this next one's really going to get you.
Uh-oh.
Marijuana know something?
Yes.
Yes? Yes, we do.
Why do people in Churchill, Canada leave their doors unlocked?
Oh, it's because I do know
she
this
was
one.
First, but you had the biggest gasp.
Do you want to say yours first?
Oh, you go.
It's because if you're about to get attacked by a polar bear, you need to escape. So if, like, say if you're walking and a polar bear starts trying to attack you or run after you, all the doors are open so you can duck into a house just in case.
Oh, and then the door will be closed.
And then, yeah, assuming he's not a velociraptor in Jurassic Park.
Until it goes away.
Yeah.
Until it goes in another open door and murders that family.
Is that really why it is?
I'm almost 100% sure.
I don't know if that system would work.
I was hoping for a ghost story, but that's a great story.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
old Jebediah Christmas would come around once a year, see?
I thought it was like if Winston Churchill like came back from the dead and he just wanted to come in for a snack, he'd let the door open.
Yeah, if dead celebrities come, they can
appear. Yeah, because why just Churchill? Why wouldn't this be a thing that other places do?
Because Churchill's... Is it Manitoba?
I don't know where Churchill is.
I only know it because I don't know if anyone remembers that there's this game called Trans Canada. Remember that computer game? And then I remember Churchill was really hard to get to because it was north in Manitoba, I think.
I don't remember.
Not making any sense right now, and I have no idea.
Yeah, don't hit his leg with that because it'll kick the whole table over.
Oh, I was going to hit his penis.
Yeah, that's right.
But I won't.
Okay.
I was joking.
No, go ahead and hit him in the dick with it.
Yeah, my penis won't make me react at all.
But I won't. I was just joking.
Alicia, do you have a guess? Why they leave their doors unlocked?
Well...
You got to believe this one.
His story sounded really compelling.
You see how confident
it seems? So it's hard to come up with anything else now.
I'm going to change. I'm going to say something different than him. I'm going to say it's because Bobcats come in.
Okay.
Bobcats. And that's why they leave them open? Because they want the Bobcats?
Yeah,
because... Come on!
Because it turns out they're worth a lot of money. Yeah. And that's the easiest way to trap them is just close the door once they're in.
Yeah. Right. And hope they don't murder you.
People that want Bobcats, they're... Come on,
Bobcat. Pretty good. Nice and easy. Why do they sound like that? I'm sorry.
I'm sure you guys are right on this one, too.
Did it just say polar bears?
In case someone needs to make a quick escape from a polar bear.
Yay! Wow.
But that's very gracious.
You really got it, right?
But that's very nice that they're all on board with that because it's cold. It would be cold.
Yeah.
Right.
In a house with the door open.
Yeah, real drafty.
And that thing would slam all night.
Yeah, you gotta trust that they're fine and people. You know. But what's worse, creepy person or polar bear? Like that's your toss up. You're
well,
like
what
some
are the
weird stranger.
That many polar bears though.
It must happen enough that there you got to duck and roll into old Ronnie's garage.
I guess so.
It's got to be unsettling when that guy comes to the neighborhood and he's, you know, he's under court order to tell everybody about his sex crimes.
Yeah.
He has to walk into each house and then tell them. Can't knock on that door.
Yeah. Maybe they shouldn't let sex offenders in Churchill.
But could you then just barge into people's houses and just claim polar bear and just start eating all their cereal and stuff? Be like, I got to stay here for a while. There's a polar bear.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great one.
It's like you can't prove the polar bear. You'd be like, oh, it's out there. Trust me.
Because then can they kick you out if there's no polar bear? You know what I mean?
No, it's like Starbucks. Whether you pay for something or there's a polar bear,
you can use the bathroom
for as long as you want.
I hope that at least once somebody robbed a house by dressing up like a polar bear, though.
Oh my God.
See, that would be.
That would be that so would bad.
Run into somebody's house. I'm being chased by a polar bear. Where's the bathroom? I have to shit. Oh, look at this. We got a little instrument for dabbing got left behind here.
And
of course, picked it up by the wrong end. Alicia's here with Pot Topics. Oh, do you want to take a hit first?
Sure.
I didn't time that very well. She's going to be telling us about stuff that's going on. Oh, here we go.
Is this the point in the show where you suck your finger?
Yeah, I don't know.
You said, oh, there we go, like that's normal.
I had some of that stuff on.
I was like, yeah.
I was waiting for the jingle for you sucking your finger.
Do we all suck our fingers now?
Here we go, fingers in. It's time for Pot Topics.
I don't like this game. My finger was like salty.
Don't suck on your finger.
He did it. What am I, a rude guest?
I'll suck. Yeah, if the host is sucking your finger,
sucking on your fingers, maybe suck on the fingers.
No, you guys don't have to do everything I do.
All right.
For your benefit and mine.
What do you want us to suck on in here?
No.
Just that big old rubber pipe.
Yeah. Can we do this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can do it.
It doesn't have anything in it.
Yeah, we got to put
is
some.
Is it because it's too wobbly?
There's some ground up stuff, but you could also just jam a nug in there.
What's this?
We love to waste weed on the show.
Oh, Jesus.
That's stuff you just spray in your mouth.
Right in your eyes.
Sometimes it's just called charcoal.
Did that make that noise?
No, when you pick it up, I'd say, what is this?
Was there like
you had it to him and
I made it
if you say, what is this?
What are you talking about?
Say, what is this?
What is this? See, I heard that. I thought that came out of the top. I was like, this thing's crazy.
How did I not hear
Where's
that?
The battery?
You didn't hear it because you were so excited about Jumbo.
Jumbo?
Yeah, and
Feels weird.
I don't know. You got to read the fine print on the Jumbo because some of it's just CBD and the other one Jumbo. Gets you high.
But that like bomb's CBD. Really nice.
That seems nice. Is this the same material that is?
Yeah, yeah, but this is
But this looks like you're sucking on a
this
dildo.
This is thicker. Yeah.
I don't like this. Too floppy.
But I mean, if you're in a pinch or you're like laying down or something, I guess, that's nice.
Like a bendy straw.
Yeah, it is a bendy straw.
It is like a bendy straw.
See, you can...
What a nice time.
Guide it. If it's in... You could hide this in your jacket and then like one of those wine bladders.
Oh, yeah, and then you just...
Yeah, and then but then you gotta deal with the
And then
smoke.
Your armpit's on fire?
Did you ever have a kid in high school that at the back of his class smoked weed and then blew it into a garbage bag? I had at least two kids at my high school that did that.
In a garbage
they
bag?
They were legends. They
wow.
He smoked weed at the back of class, blew it into a garbage bag, and then went outside and went, phew, and then like all the smoke came out.
Wait, what? Is he blowing into the garbage can?
Or garbage
like,
bag.
A garbage bag.
But you'd think that he could smell it, but the teacher never knew.
This is what the high shopping network would be like. Describing the item for a little bit and then telling stories that have nothing to do with what you're trying to sell. You didn't like it?
No.
We haven't cleaned it in about...
No!
Back you go.
The last person to hit that was a hobbit.
No.
Is that true? Did you have a hobbit on the show?
Long time ago.
Back
I just snorted when he said that.
Ew,
why is that?
Gross.
We did have a Hobbit on the show. Dominic Mogamaging was on at one
is
time.
Is that a name?
Who?
Dominic Mogamaging.
That guy's name is falling
Dominic
down a set of stairs.
Yeah.
A real Hobbit.
Yeah, he was great.
Which one is he? Is
He's
he
the one
Pippin,
that has
Griffin,
a show about spiders Nippin? On his face.
Wait, was he actually in the show on Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Which one is he?
The one Griffin? That's not Sean Astin.
Slippin?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Pippin? His name was Slippin. It might have been Pippin.
There was definitely a Pippin.
But I don't know if he was Pippin.
What are the other ones, though?
He was Pippin-esque.
Frodo, Sam, Pippin.
Flippin?
Flippin?
I have no idea.
Snippin.
Sniffin' the Hobbit?
Oh, there's. Don't forget about no tipping.
No, man. He's
the worst.
He's
stingy.
Out of here.
Yeah. He's the stingiest Hobbit.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Grippin'?
Next first topic.
Yeah.
So now that weed's legal in Canada, the Ontario Human Rights Commission has announced the guidelines for people smoking at their workplace and at home.
Let's hear it.
The law states that employers must accommodate medical marijuana use for employees who rely on it and may ban them from smoking in the workplace, but must provide breaks so workers can medicate.
Oh, so you can do it at work.
That's nice.
Yeah. What?
But only on break.
It's like a smoke
only on break.
Yeah. Wait, can everybody do it on break or only if you need it medically?
I think it sounds like you got to have a medical excuse.
Right, okay.
That makes more sense.
Which is, you know... Just being alive is an excuse for
right.
But I mean,
medically.
We all worked at restaurants. People were doing that anyway. On their
they were.
Yeah, well, restaurants, you could just say your back hurts.
Yeah, that's it does.
Because it will.
Yeah, I worked at a Red Lobster for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I worked at a restaurant where we had to wear high heels to work.
That's true.
Except that I got a doctor's note, so I didn't have to.
Plantar fasciitis.
You didn't have to work?
No, I didn't have to wear heels. So as because
yeah,
I
heels
as
a server is
but that's
stupid.
Bullshit.
That's a nightmare.
No, that's crazy.
I think that's also illegal.
Yes, so, call the cops.
I will. It is.
Dear police.
To make your, and it's not like they're no, making the guys wear heels.
I get it. I mean, that's a fun. Is that a restaurant yet?
The guys wear heels?
Like
that's
a reverse Hooters, like an opposite Hooters?
Yeah.
Oh, that's been a joke a million times. We're still what's Donger?
Friggin' hack.
Yeah, I know. It's I just heard people be like, wow, imagine a man Hooters would be Dongers or something.
Yeah, dicks. Dick sausages.
Have we been talking this entire time?
What else is up for sale on the High Shopping Channel?
Some beautiful products. Everything's a pipe.
Yep.
Things that you don't think are pipes are pipes.
Yeah.
Is this a pipe?
Imagine I took off my glasses and started smoking them.
Wouldn't wait,
that'd be neat.
Is this the only thing that's not a pipe
on
the table?
You could smoke this gavel. That guy is, you put a roach in his mouth, and then you can put your mouth on the back of his head, and it's like you don't have to burn your
mouth.
Well, that's a nice time.
I guess that's nice.
Yeah. I kind of want to smoke out of this gavel, just because I've been
yipping it. You can do the same thing with this guy right here.
That's you.
Oh, it's you. It looks like a cookie.
It does look like a cookie.
I did try to eat it a couple times. Not going to lie.
You ever eaten a cookie of yourself?
I bet I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
A cookie in your own face?
I don't remember the first one or the last one, but it does feel like it happened twice.
You'll remember the next one now that I brought it up.
Yeah,
yeah, right? I'm going to be like, oh, I got to.
I'm eating it myself.
It's the last time this is going to happen.
Right.
All right, we got time for one more pot topic.
Well, just to finish.
Yes.
What? How are you doing?
Oh, man. So to continue that last one, people must be allowed to smoke legal weed in their home or apartments, but landlords can get involved if it constitutes a public health problem. But that's such a vague concept that it's probably going to be.
Yeah, somebody walks by your apartment and they start coughing, you know, because you're smoking weed
and inhaling it, or you're lacing your weed with actual
shit. Which would be so
shit.
Easy to claim.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess
interesting
so. There's
going
to be some. There's
going to be some real
Canada's
problems.
Canada's going to go through some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's going to be some things happening up there.
But you know.
I wonder if my parents are getting high right now.
No.
I doubt it. They're probably waiting
until
I come home.
I wonder if Linda and Ed are getting high. Those are my parents.
What's a legit reason to not want marijuana to be legal? To be against it?
Maybe
your kids were you know, too strung out on it, so like it makes you feel like it's gonna, you know, like those kids wouldn't have been lazy if they didn't find marijuana.
Yeah, I do think children are the biggest fear.
But.
Or the thing with, do they have?
Get this out of here.
Very authoritative.
Do they have a way to monitor weeding and driving? Because that's an argument.
Yeah, that's
it's like
a
you can't do a little breathalyzer.
That is an argument, but it's also, you know, anecdotally, you never hear of like, you know, accidents. I mean, I'm sure they exist, but where people
drivers.
Are just high, there's always alcohol or you know, texting or some other.
That's
I'm curious if something's going to happen today in Canada. Be like, that was weed that did it. Like one person.
Oh sure, anybody that's against it changing is going to, of course, grab the first headline of something that went wrong, but. Things are just going to go wrong because some people are going to overdo it and probably also drink too much while smoking too much and then do something stupid. But they'll be at some sort of weed celebration and everyone can go, look, see how dumb they are.
Yeah,
they kill themselves. And
always the same.
It's all silliness. But we got to go. We're done with the segment, Alicia. Thank you for trying.
Thank you for trying.
And, and have another hit. And stick around, everybody, because the Dab King is standing by. For the fourth time today, he and I will be dabbing. And he's just chill as fuck. He's just over there.
That's all, four dabs.
He's all
so
normal.
Happy.
Yeah, that's him on four.
The rug.
This is me on four. It's crazy the difference. All right, we'll be right back.
It's something that is bigger than me.
Ben LeCompte is swimming across the Pacific to show the world why our oceans are worth saving.
It's important because of the goal to get the attention about the state of the environment.
In this unprecedented journey, he'll face the wilds of the open sea.
Then there's a shark.
And risk everything to help save our planet.
Let's do something that no one has ever done before. Let's try. Let's just get out there and collect data.
Every day, just floating.
Now that's a part of the ecosystem.
I love the ocean, so I better do anything I can to try to protect it.
The swim.
Mr. Dabs.
Hey, we're back. We're having a really nice time with Julia and Matt. Let me attempt this last name, O'Brien.
Yeah, nailed it.
Matt O'Brien.
Can't believe.
And Ladkowitz.
Yes.
Julia
Ladkowitz. That's so... There's an H at the beginning, you guys. At the beginning, we have your name in the credits, you know, floating through space. And people are going to be like, what? Somebody fucked up. H-L.
H is silent.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Should have changed it. It's too late.
Wait, what do you mean it's too late?
I don't know.
I'm
way too famous. No, but I've been doing comedy for 11 years, and it's my fucking name. Oh, yeah. I just swear. Oh.
No, you do not think you're
shit,
allowed to
I don't know. I gotta fucking look into that.
Ah!
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, it's also my name.
Well, check out her curse word laden comedy album, Ladkowitz Live.
it's
phonetic.
Spelled phonetically. Ladkowitz.
Live, yeah.
Yeah, self-titled album.
Yeah, it's better to look at that joke than to talk about it. And it's available on iTunes.
Yeah.
And Matt O'Brien's comedy album, Live in a Basement in Front of 20 People, is available on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally 20 people.
That's awesome.
Congrats on those albums and stuff, you guys.
Thank you.
What's your Twitter handle, Matt?
Matt_O'Brien.
All right.
Nothing funny about that.
I guess so.
I couldn't get it straightforward. I tried to buy the Matt O'Brien. I found the guy and I was like, I'm gonna be $100 for that handle, and he wouldn't take it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Can I smoke out of this or what?
Yes, please.
Put some in there. I want to smoke out of that.
Yeah, you guys will look so smart.
But that's
put this in there. No, but
I gotta grind it up, though.
Now, you guys aren't gonna do dabs with us, are you?
I don't know, Doug.
I think I'm okay.
All right.
I don't know as a start.
Let me tell you that it's a way to fit in, because half of us are doing it.
I did dabs once, and it was like shoving two joints in your eyeballs and then trying to walk around for an afternoon. What did I do? I was in London, Ontario, Canada, and I went to a Krabby Joe's after. That's a bar. It was terrible. Yeah. Am I doing this
Is
right?
there a chance that you just jam two joints in your eyes
and then walk naked?
I thought that was what dabs is called. that's what dabs is.
That's what it is. That's how we do it up
what's
there.
What's the feeling of a dab versus taking a hoot?
It's like I think we figured this out pretty well last show. It's like taking 10 hoots simultaneously.
Oh, right. So just more.
Yeah, just
it's like a big
thank you. That sounds nice.
So like you're gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah. it's just bigger, it hits you faster, like hits you in the head faster.
People can't see what I'm doing.
He's making a real mess.
I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Some people pass out. Some people,
oh, that's a lot of wasted weed.
Some people run up a lot of steps right after doing it.
Steps? Just exercising?
It's a good workout.
Yeah, can you, somebody gavel?
I can't figure this shit out.
See,
I'm an idiot.
Men can't do it either.
What's wrong?
But does it come out here?
Yeah, give it to me.
Oh, you gotta, if you put it on, that's why it's spilling.
Give it to the Dab King.
I like how the Dab King is my parachute here. A guy named the Dab King will figure
it
out.
He's the cleaner, but
that's my official name, so a lot easier to pronounce.
Did you work your way up to King, or did you start out Mr. Dab?
I started from the bottom as the Dab King.
Listen,
if you just claim a name, people just give you the title as well.
That's how you become King.
You're Mr. Dab, then?
Like, I'm the Dab King.
He's a Dab King.
Specifically the Dab
King.
Don't demote me to just a Mr.
First name Dab, last name King, you know?
Mr. Dab.
I see, Mr. Dab King. So you'd be Mr. King.
Mr. King.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a Dab? Is Dab a last name you put in there? Yeah, was
maybe
that
that's a problem. Half of it went into the tray.
Oh. That's correct.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to put a ton in the gavel anyway. It's gonna novelty is gonna wear
really
off.
Dab King's really taking the reins on this one.
All right, yeah. This
looks like it's gonna catch on fire because it looks wood. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's,
definitely don't like hold the flame to it for too long.
No, don't listen to
it. Well, there's so much pressure.
You ever smoked out of a corn pop pie pipe?
Pop.
I have done.
Pop.
And there's
corn cob pipe. Have you ever done a corn cob?
I have not done
a corn cob.
Same deal. You really don't want to.
I can't see what you're
doing. You don't want to dwell on the flame part. You want to really stoke it with your breath. Yeah. You know, like almost like lighting a cigar.
Smoked out of a muffin once.
A muffin.
Puff on it.
Is that normal?
You want some of this?
No, it was a Raisin Bran.
Oh, also, right after you finish taking a hit, you have to make some sort of verdict and then slam it down.
Oh, I should have done that.
Weed is legal.
Yeah, let's make it official.
Guilty of smelling your own butt. I can't think of anything right now.
Is that a verdict?
I don't want to slam it down because then the flames are going to fly out.
That's a good point.
Yeah, nice special effect, though.
I don't get any. There we go.
Yeah, you got some.
What's the verdict?
I know all your little viewers are going to be like, she's not even inhaling that much. Well, I'm sorry.
All your little viewers. All your tiny, tiny viewers.
Come at her, bro.
No, don't. Be nice
don't
to people
come at
on
her,
the
bro.
Internet.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
I now pronounce you high and cool.
Yes.
That's nice. High and cool.
That's what weed's all about, being high and cool.
Yeah, get high and get cool.
Local mom.
It's the one.
Oh my, I'm allergic to something.
Uh-oh.
Are you actually?
Oh no. Glasses.
Is it to justice?
Wow. It might be. It might be. Oh no.
Oh no.
I wish you could just sneeze for the rest of the whole show.
I don't know why.
Just
marathon it. Like, come true.
And people watching and be like, see, this is what marijuana does.
No more sneezing in my corn.
Said not to smash it.
No, I did it just right. Only a little bit jumped out.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to take a hit from it and then make a verdict.
I was going to say confession.
I'm excited about this game.
Mine's already the worst one. What did I say? Something about smelling a butt?
Yeah. And nobody
liked
it.
I took bullets, and then I warmed up the crowd for you.
Sure.
Sorry, we all learned our lesson when you got to go.
Exactly.
Have some jumbo. Oh, jambo.
What's that stuff called again? Really?
Jumbo.
There we go. That's a really fire button on the soundboard.
In a calm, low, stressed, relaxed setting, that's here.
Yeah, you put...
Spray two times in mouth. Effect should begin within 1 hour. I ain't got that time.
Yeah, that takes too long. That's a long time.
You jumbo. Just resort to reading this shit?
Yeah. Wait, what was your verdict?
Jumbo.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's my
verdict.
The verdict
is jumbo.
And jumbo. Oh, I got it written down when our next show is. I should say that before we run out of time, because I just got the 2-minute warning.
Oh, no.
It's been a delight having the two of you here.
It's so fun.
We didn't answer any questions from Patreon. I should do that real quick. There was a question I really liked about, when and where was your most memorable smoke session? That was from Ray Dorschner. I'd say mine was that smoke session I just had with the Trailer Park Boys via Skype.
Yeah.
That was quite memorable.
That was great.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there, but I had a nice time. October 29th is our next show at 12:15 Pacific time. Bless you. See, there's something going on in here.
There's some weed in there.
Yeah. That's like government weed.
It's laced with mind-numbing chemicals.
Yeah.
Okay, I went real intense there.
I got to do another dab, don't I? Yep. Did I do one this show?
Another dab will do
you.
I thought I just did one.
Yeah, but no, we should totally do it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do another one. The clock is ticking.
Sure is.
Thank you to everybody who joined us for the entire 3 hours. Hope you're enjoying these in separate installments later on Pluto TV. Thank you to Alicia and Taylor and Matt. And Julie.
This thing scares me. It shouldn't.
It'd be sucking on a vacuum.
Just like a big vape pen, basically.
Yeah, it is.
The fact that it's like connected to a power source.
I know, it's the most concerning part.
Well, like your refrigerator.
Yeah,
it's just like my fridge. Imagine I'm so scared of my fridge.
Why are you so scared?
Not afraid of that.
That was nice.
Soon we're going to be able to smoke our fridges.
Hopefully.
According to this guy.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Just little nubs coming out of it all over.
If things keep going right.
Smoking
suck
your
on
fridge?
Your fridge.
Suck on the fridge.
See you guys October 29th at 12:15 Pacific time with pot topics and dabs and fun.